Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What have you done recently to get creative with your customer engagement? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to do a follow-up on a podcast session I recorded about 11 weeks ago. I want to discuss creative customer engagement. If you didn't catch my earlier podcast on customer engagement, you may want to go back and listen to it. It won't take long, just 10 to 12 minutes, and you'll get a sense of why I think this topic is so critically important to your business success. But even if you missed the earlier podcast, just know that one of the big reasons that customers leave or don't become repeat customers is because they don't think it really matters whether they come back or not. That's right. Indifference is one of the biggest reasons why customers switch from one provider to another, or move from one restaurant to another, or try your service once and never call again. Now, I don't know what that says to you, but what that says to me is that the biggest hurdle to gaining loyal, repeat customers is totally controllable. Yes, you hold the key to whether your customers become raving fans, loyal advocates, or groupies of your business. This isn't something that's beyond your control. I'm sure you've heard, don't worry about the things you can't control. Just focus on those things that are within your control. Well, today's topic is 100% within your control. So no making excuses, no blaming others, no pointing fingers. We've got all the resources and capabilities we need to engage our customers in a way that lets them know how much we value and appreciate them. That's why this week, I want to focus on creative customer engagement strategies. And I want to do this by using the model that we learned from the new king of baseball, the Savannah Bananas. If you want to hear the backstory on the Savannah Bananas, just go listen to my earlier podcast on customer engagement. I'd also encourage you to get Jesse Cole's book, Fans First, and use it to spur your imagination and creativity. You see, I believe that the Savannah Bananas are setting the standard for creativity, enthusiasm, and fun when it comes to appreciating their fans. And today, I want to steal their playbook and see how we can apply it in your business so you can have some fun with your fans too. So let's dive in. Jesse and his team at the Savannah Bananas have adopted a 7-point philosophy when it comes to their fans or their customers. I want to dive a bit deeper into each of these 7 points and see if we can mine some gold that might be useful for you and your business. So let's get started. Point number 1, get fanatical about your fans. So just what does that mean? It means to make your customer experience the number 1 priority of your business. I'm sure you have priorities for your business. Your priorities probably cover things like quality, efficiency, growth, and profitability. So where does customer experience fit into your priorities? Is it one of your big 5 for this year? Have you allocated budget or resources to improve your customer experience? Have you even taken the time to review and discuss how your fans currently feel about your customer experience? Perhaps now's the time to reassess and evaluate your customer experience. If I were to talk to your top 10 customers, what kinds of words might they use if I asked them to describe their experience doing business with you? I recall going through this exercise years ago when I enrolled in one of Keith Cunningham's 4-day MBA programs. If you're not familiar with Keith Cunningham, you're truly missing out. He's one of the most knowledgeable and insightful entrepreneurs I've ever met. One assignment he gave us was to talk to our top 10 customers and ask them, "What feelings do you have when you do business with me?" It was a little awkward at first, but when I started hearing their feedback, I got a real sense of how they felt about their experience of working with me. It helped me see what I was doing well and where I needed to get better. Perhaps it's time for you to ask your top customers the very same question. Point number two is remember that every game is someone's first experience. The message being that we can't afford to grow complacent or get dull when engaging with our customers. We need to treat each customer engagement with the same enthusiasm, excitement, focus, and passion that we shared when we were brand new. I think about this every time I get in my car. I love my car, but I've got over 120,000 miles on my car now. It's got some nicks and scratches today that it didn't have when it was new, but it still looks pretty darn good. Why? Because I still treat it as I did when it was new. I still park way away from the door, out where no one wants to park, and walk in. I still wash it every weekend, and I still polish the tires, making them look like they're brand new. Are you doing the same with your customers? When they show up, are you still excited to see them? Do you still send them unexpected gifts? Do you check in with them when you hear they may be going through a rough patch? I'm hoping you're not treating them like my security company was treating me. You know, when you see the promotions that they're giving a huge discount to new customers, but when you call to get the same deal, they tell you that you don't qualify because you've been a customer for 10 years already. It makes no sense. And by the way, they're no longer my security company as a result. Don't be that company. Be the company that gets excited about every customer and treats everyone like they're your newest best friend. Point number three, eliminate any friction. Meaning, look at the processes your customers get to experience and ask yourself, where is there friction or frustration in the process? If it's difficult to get an appointment, make it easier. If it's cumbersome to do a return, remove the hassle factor. If it's a pain to understand your bill, simplify it. If getting a service tech on the phone requires a long wait time, open more lines and speed up the process. I'm sure as I mention each of these, there's a company or situation that comes to mind where you're dealing with a similar situation. And let's be honest, it totally drives you crazy. My wife and I had a favorite Mexican food restaurant. Their food's very good, but their phone system for taking to-go orders is terrible. I can't tell you how many times they've lost our business because we aren't willing to go through the hassle of making a phone order. Just thinking of it makes me mad. And I'm sure they've got enough business today, but one day they're going to wonder why their loyal customers aren't returning. It's because they aren't eliminating the friction. You've got friction points too. We all do. Now's the time to identify them and fix them. Point number four, experiment constantly. Now, I'll be the first to admit that I subscribe to the belief that customers value consistency in the service they get. It's not good to have variation where one visit is fast, fun, and efficient, and the next time it's slow, painful, and frustrating. But that's different than always looking for ways to make positive changes. Experimenting with new ideas, new concepts, and new approaches is exciting, particularly when they're intended to make the customer experience even better than before. So what's your process for experimenting? How do you collect the ideas that might be worth trying? Do you get your team together to think about how they could make the customer experience better on a regular basis? Should you? I read recently that when Toyota introduced their decentralized manufacturing methods, they asked all of their employees for suggestions and they intentionally implemented 100% of the ideas. That's unheard of. How could they implement 100% of the ideas? What if it's a bad idea? Well, their approach was to let the team decide if the new idea was a bad idea, and to simply replace the bad idea with another good idea. They valued ideas over control. How about you? Point number 5, engage deeply. That is, don't be a surface person, a smile and a wave, but nothing more. Get to know your customers. Get to know their likes and dislikes. Get to know their family and their values. Get to know their interests and their hobbies. By engaging deeply, we can relate to our customers on a more intimate basis. It reminds me of the book Giftology by John Rulon. John's magic was to know his customers so well that he would get individualized gifts for them whenever the opportunity would arise. He suggests avoiding the typical gift with your business logo on it. That's called a promotional piece, not a gift. If it's a gift, it should have their name on it, not yours. Well, how well do you know your customers? Do you celebrate when they celebrate? Do you cry or mourn when they mourn? Do they know you care deeply for them and their family? What if you did and they knew it? Would their relationship with you and your business change in a good way? I think it would. Point number 6, empower your team. This seems to be a simple thought, but far too many business owners can't imagine stepping back from the details of their business and letting their team make the decisions. And just to be clear, I'm not talking about the small, insignificant decisions. I'm talking about the big decisions, the ones that might make you a little uncomfortable to let go at first. You know the ones I'm referring to. Communicating directly with your largest customer, approving a major change order, handling a return or a disgruntled customer situation, or even making the decision to expedite an important part to a customer who needs it urgently. I recall a technician in our business who got a call from an important customer who needed a replacement part before the end of the day. Problem was, their business was located 3 hours away from our factory. Turns out this technician was a hobby pilot and had access to his own small plane. He packed up the replacement part they needed and flew the part to the customer that afternoon. We were upset that he risked flying his own plane to deliver the part. Sure, we were. Were we upset that he risked flying his own plane to deliver the part? Sure, we were. But in the end, we recognized him for his over-the-top effort to serve our customer, who became a customer for life that day. Are you empowering your team to go well beyond the norm to engage with your customers? Perhaps you should. Point number 7, create an unforgettable experience. I recently attended a 3-day men's Christian retreat called Tres Días. You may have heard of it. Yes, Tres Días means 3 days in Spanish. The guys in my Bible study group had been trying to get me to attend for several years, but I always had an excuse. Finally, just a few weeks ago, I ran out of excuses and packed my bags for 3 days hanging out with some dudes I didn't know. And I was very skeptical, but I was also very excited to experience a few days without a phone or computer. As I showed up, along with 40 other guys who had never been before, we were greeted by 40 guys who had been there multiple times and were simply there to serve. And serve they did. For 3 very full days, they made the coffee, fixed the meals, carried our trays, brought us snacks, and tended to our every need. Our job was to be 100% present and let God do His work. They were there to handle everything else, and I mean everything else. Men of all ages and backgrounds opened themselves up to other men who listened to their stories, helped them process their hurts and pains, and led them through a renewal process that you could only describe as being unforgettable. I tell you this because it's not a one-time event for Tres Días. They do it regularly for both men and for women, and each time, the experience is unforgettable. It made me think, What if I did that with my business and had the same impact on my customers? And I wonder, what if you did it with your business and had the same impact on your customers? Our businesses would never be the same. Perhaps we should try to be more like the men of Tres Días. So there you have it. 7 points to truly deliver a powerful and impactful customer experience. Now, your only assignment is to decide what 2 or 3 things you're going to do this week to step up your customer experience. I'm not asking for huge effort, just small incremental improvements that will build upon one another to make your customer experience the very best in your industry over time. If you have any specific questions about any of these 7 points, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you brainstorm some creative ways to engage your customers like never before. Now, share this podcast with 2 or 3 of your business owner colleagues. They'll thank you for it, and if you're their customer, they may begin to surprise you with the new creative customer engagement ideas that they get from listening to this podcast. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss ownership and accountability. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week. And whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourdeprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourdeprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.